Human sexuality is a broad but nuanced field. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Anthony Bogart, professor of health sciences and psychology at Brock University, profiles the often overlooked area of asexuality.
Asexual people have an enduring lack of lustful attraction to other people. Although some may still have some form of solitary desire, other asexual people exhibit no interest in sexual stimulation whatsoever. Asexuality can be understood within a sexual orientation framework. So some people are attracted to the opposite sex, some are attracted to the same sex, some are attracted to both sexes, and some, asexuals, are attracted to neither sex. Research also suggests that the origins of asexuality are similar to traditional sexual orientations, likely rooted early in development. About 1% of the population may be asexual. Why study asexuality? Aside from providing information on an unknown group, it provides a unique opportunity to view sexuality through a new lens, providing new insights into the mysteries of sex. For example, many asexual people still have romantic attractions, so they demonstrate that sex and romantic love can be different things, even in sexual people. Asexual people also challenge, especially if they are comfortable with themselves, what it means to have a sexual problem. Taking an asexual view on humans, we also see how deeply embedded sex is in our culture, from the ubiquity of the nude form in art to the latest political sex scandal. Taking an asexual view also shows the strange complexity of sex, with its odd preoccupations, jealousies, and distortions of reality. Sex is also, of course, part of the great story of life, full of passion and pleasure for many, and the way we reproduce. But the mystery of sex makes understanding asexuality all the more necessary.
That was Anthony Bogart of Brock University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Let's be buddies. What say? Let's be pals. What say?